From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams with an in-depth look at the measles outbreak in Shasta County. Shasta County is seeing its highest level of measles cases since 2001. At the moment, those 8 cases make up nearly half of California's total this year. Dr. Eric Sergienko leads communicable disease control at the California Department of Public Health. He recently spoke with NSPR's Andre Bayek about the current risk to the public.
We're still investigating how it started. We know that the index case, the first person who was sick with measles in Shasta County, likely acquired it outside of the county on travels to Southern California. Where in Southern California, we don't know. We then know that he came back to Shasta and went to several locations there. And as a result, we have 7 other cases that are confirmed cases that were close contacts of this index case. And that's out of around roughly 160 contacts. And I will have to say the Shasta County team has done a phenomenal job in doing contact tracing and having folks who are at risk quarantine and then isolate. So really from those 7 confirmed cases, it's unlikely that we'll have any additional cases from them because they successfully isolated. So we're kind of in this pattern right now where the Shasta team is monitoring those other close contacts and ensuring we don't have any further secondary cases. But again, you have to wait the entire 21 days of the infectious period to ensure that there aren't any other cases that pop up.
Health officials say most of these cases involve people who weren't vaccinated or whose vaccination status was unknown. How much does vaccination status really determine whether an outbreak takes off?
Vaccination is critical. We talk about having 95% of the population vaccinated as being a firewall against an epidemic. And when we fall below that 95%, there is a greater likelihood that we will have outbreaks and ongoing transmission of measles. When a person does get that vaccine, they're not only protecting themselves, they're protecting their community, and they're protecting that community against ongoing spread.
For people who haven't seen measles in decades, what symptoms should they watch for, and when should they stay home or call a doctor?
We talk about the 3 C's: cough, coryza, congestion, so, and conjunctivitis. So red eyes, cough, runny nose, and then typically within a few days after that, onset of a rash. And so any of those things in combination and along with a fever are the things to look for and to be concerned about as potentially being measles. I will say, we have not seen measles at this level. And so pediatricians, family practice docs, other folks have not seen measles. So what we have to do is just think broadly that if someone presents with fever and a rash, it could be measles.
You know, as you mentioned just earlier, California's overall vaccination rate is around 95%, which is supposed to prevent community spread. Where are the gaps that still allow outbreaks like this to happen?
Yes, so we have about 26% of counties have a vaccine rate that's just below that 95%. And so you can go to our webpage, look where those gaps are. But even then, if you look at the county level, there are communities within those counties that have a lower uptake of vaccines. And so it gets down to how I look at it as someone who wants to prevent disease is how do we build trust with those communities and get the buy-in so that they will be willing to get vaccinated, especially at this time when we're seeing that increased incidence of vaccine-preventable diseases, including measles.
With cases in California tied to places like Disneyland and travel, how concerned should families be about exposure in everyday public spaces right now?
Within California, it's still a low risk. I think that's something that we need to message. If that someone is vaccinated and they're out and about in California, the risk is low. One thing, a guidance that we changed recently for folks in the state of California is that if they're traveling to an area within the United States that has a higher rate of transmission, as an example, South Carolina, we have recommended what's called a dose zero. That's a dose of the MMR vaccine to infants that are between the ages of 6 and 12 months. Typically, kids get their first shot of the MMR vaccine when they're one. This is an early shot, doesn't take away the need for that first dose when they turn one, but it reduces the likelihood that if they're traveling to an area that has a high rate of transmission, whether that's international or one of these areas within the United States, reduces that risk.
When you look at this measles breakout in the country this year and in California, do you get a sense that this could be one of the worst years for measles since it was declared eliminated in the U.S. in 2000?
Yeah, we can even go bigger than the U.S. and looking at North America or even the world, we're seeing a high rate of transmission of measles as we see a decrease in uptake of vaccines across the world. Canada, to the north of us, lost their elimination status in November. That means that they have endemic measles, ongoing transmission. And then Mexico to the south of us has a high rate of cases right now and with significant numbers of hospitalization and death as well. So we look here inside our own borders and outbreaks in Texas and then Utah and Arizona and then in South Carolina, where a significant ongoing transmission, all of those happening in the face of decreased uptake of vaccines. Then we come back to California. We have that level of immunization, 95% or greater. And so it's likely, at least for now, that we'll have these smaller outbreaks that will occur in communities that have a lower uptake of vaccine, but we won't see a more widespread outbreak within California.
Heartening to hear, but I was wondering if you ever thought you'd be here today as a doctor living with measles again and dealing with this.
Yes and no. Yes, because the challenge is prevention means that you have to keep people aware that they're at risk. And as vaccines are so effective, so good at preventing disease, people say, I don't need this anymore. It's no longer a problem. But then when people stop taking the vaccine, then you're increasing risk. And so how do you message about prevention and the need to prevent? And so it's a foreseeable thing. And again, the challenge is working with people to have them understand that the reason you're doing this is to prevent it from coming back, not only for yourself, but for your community.
This has been Headlines in Depth from North State Public Radio, featuring Dr. Eric Sergienko of the California Department of Public Health in conversation with NSPR's Andre Bayek. You can catch our regular Headlines podcast each weekday for the latest North State and California news. For continuing coverage, visit mynspr.org. Our theme song is Burrow by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.